All right, let's get right to it. Brian Mazurowski in here, Joe Beamer alongside me, and we're talking about the story that so many people are talking about across Western New York, because once you see some of the images, people's jaws might drop. Joining us on the line this morning is Tony Cavallaro. He is the owner of Albert the Alligator, 750 pounds, 11 feet long, and has owned Albert the Alligator for 34 years. All right, Tony, thanks so much for being on with us here on WBEN to kind of share your side of the story. Albert the Alligator was taken away, confiscated from you by the DEC.
Yes.
Give us first the backstory. How do you own a 34-year-old, 750-pound alligator?
I had a love for reptiles since I was a little kid, and a friend of mine had a monitor lizard way back in the 90s, and I was like fascinated. I thought that was really cool. I didn't know you could own these things. I ended up getting a monitor lizard. Eventually it built up, and I ended up with a huge collection, over 100 animals, and all of them were in beautifully landscaped tanks in their natural type habitat on a smaller scale, obviously. And I got Albert in Ohio at a reptile show. He was captive bred. He was 2 months old in June of 1990, and I got him in August of 1990 in Ohio, in Columbus, Ohio, at the reptile show. And I've had him ever since. I applied for all my permits before I even got him. And I got my permits for educational shows I had to do, and I did my educational shows, and I'm really not good in speaking with people, but I've gotten better over the years. I'm not comfortable no matter what. But anyhow, I had him, and I raised him and abided by all my permit rules, did shows at Kiwanis clubs, at various schools, and several other places for people to abide by my permit requirements. And then I moved to Buffalo from Marilla, where that's where I had him originally. And then I had him in there, and I built. My landlord at the time, he had reptiles too. And then I moved out. I bought my house in Hamburg. When I came to Hamburg, I went before I even bought the house. I looked at 120 house. I found it like the diamond in the rough. I went to the town hall, told them about him. Went to the police, told them about him. Then I went to all the neighbors and let them know what's going on. I had him at 15. I think I had him around 15 years at the time, roughly. I moved here in 2006, so he was 15 or 6. He was 15 when I moved here. And so everybody approved of it, no problem. And my neighbors love him. About 7-8 years ago, it was actually 9 years ago now. In 2015, I built him this huge room. So it might be 16, anyhow. I built him this big addition on the back of my garage connected to my house, and I had an in-ground pool put in by Cowley Pools, concrete pool, and all heated floors. I have an overhead heater that gives me my main heat, and the heated floors are for him and to keep the water at a basic temperature, which is not really required because an alligator can literally freeze in water and live as long as their nose, as long as they can breathe, as long as their snout's sticking out of water. I'm sure everybody has seen these pictures and videos before. And then as he got bigger and I couldn't do the shows no more anywhere else, I had people come in here and they'd ask questions, and it's a little overwhelming at times because everybody wants to meet Albert, and he's a gentle giant. I raised him from a baby, like I said, trained him and spent time with him. He was actually with a pit bull I rescued, and he was a fighting dog, and he was a sweetheart. I'm really good with animals, obviously. And they lived together in the house. When I went to work, they were in the house together, and as he got bigger, I couldn't keep him in a tank, so he had his own room at the time. But my dog, when I moved to Buffalo, my dog would go up and lay with his head on his back, and then my dog passed it. He was 14 years old, so I haven't had him for a while. But they hung out together and literally were friends. And that's not normal because that's their natural prey in the wild.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, what happened this week?
All right, this week, my morning didn't start out good. I just got back from Florida on Monday. Late at night, and so I wasn't even acclimated to here yet. And then I had a friend watching Albert, and Albert was really happy to see me. He always misses me. And he's in bermation mode right now, which is why, anyhow, we'll get into that. So I woke up, my boiler for my heated floors and for my hot water had went, but my furnace went. All this in the same morning. I go, what are the chances of that? So that's how my morning started out. So I'm on the phone getting a hold of people early in the morning to try and get this stuff resolved. Then I went to the post office. I had to pick up a certified letter that I was waiting for. I come home and there's like 20 DEC and Hamburg cop, you know, a couple Hamburg cop cars and all these people parked in my driveway up the street and everything. I pull, you know, and I pull in and they come out and they go, "We have a warrant to search your premises." And they grab my phone out of my hand, just grabbed it, reached into my pocket, and then go, "We have to frisk you down." And they were very, very, very crude about everything. They treat me like I'm some terrorist. They don't even treat these, well, I'm not going to say nothing about political stuff, but they don't even treat the criminals and stuff like they treated me. That literally looked like a terrorist attack. That's the way they were treating this. And they were trying to be nice, but they weren't. They were a bunch of, I'm not going to say the word. So they brought me in my house. They confined me in the kitchen, and they had 20 guys barreling through my really nice house with their shoes on and everything, going through all my stuff, and they would not let me move. I went to walk, and the guy grabs my arm, slams it behind my back, and I go, I told him to take his hands off me. I was a lot more verbal than that and a lot louder. And the guy goes, you need to settle down. I go, What do you mean settle down? Look what you're doing to me. And I'm not doing nothing. He goes, you need to stay right where you stand right here and not move. I go, just take your hands off me. And then he gets violent with me. He pushes my arm behind my back, and he hurt me a little bit. And I told him, you need to take your hands off me now. You're going to have a real problem. You'll have assault charges on you and everything else. You're going to anyhow. So he finally let go of me. He goes, you just need to stay there or you're going to get handcuffed. I go, you can't put handcuffs on me because my shoulders will not go behind my back. I have two torn rotators on both of them. I worked my butt off my whole life to have what I have. Anyhow, it all settled down. Then it says, you need to move outside. It's cold out. I only have a T-shirt on. So I'm standing outside for like 2 hours or somewhere around. I don't know. It was a long time. And they wouldn't let me look in. They wouldn't let me go in Albert's room. They have about 8 or 10 people going to his room, and they're all around in the room, and they wouldn't let me look in there or nothing. Then this goes on, and we had a couple of outbursts. And the guy goes, he goes, you handled it better than I would, and so that opened the door for me to get a little louder, which I probably shouldn't have, but it didn't matter, no matter what. I'm a peaceful person. I'm not going to cause no trouble unless you cause me trouble, but in this case, what choice do I have? So
we're talking with Tony Cavallaro. He is the owner of Albert the Alligator, the 750-pound alligator that the DEC took from the home earlier this week.
So, Tony, they took Albert. What have they told you since? I mean, what have they communicated to you?
Well, I've communicated with them a couple times. They took my phones. They actually took my other phone, and I can't even charge it. They took the charger. They didn't take it for the one they got, but they don't even know that. And I can't charge this unit I have now, so now it won't take a charge at all. I'm trying this other cord, and I don't know if they broke it or what they did, but I can't. I'm running out of battery, so I have it turned off at the moment. I'm getting hit with millions or thousands of friend requests, people supporting me like it's a mass. It's huge. People love Albert. I mean, he knows more people than you, me, and everybody around you that know in their whole lives. There's people reaching out to me that I don't even know, hundreds of them.
Yeah, Tony, you said everyone's reaching out for you. I'm looking at a Facebook post right now in support, and I'm looking at the pictures of you holding a young Albert. Yeah. Somebody who's had a pet for 34 years, and it pulls at your heart. And then at the other hand, I'm hearing the stories of people going over and petting Albert the alligator, and I think a lot of people are going, "Whoa, what's
a baby?" He's a general giant. I know the permit says you're not allowed to do that. You're supposed to tape their mouth and all this stuff. But Albert's never had his mouth taped. And these people, I don't know what they did to him. I know they taped his mouth, and I think they gave him a mild tranquilizer, which he doesn't need. You could pick him up. If you could pick him up, they took 10 of them to carry him out. And I don't know what they did to get him on the sling that they brought him up, but I think they're saying his back's hurt. How do you hurt a he's more than 750 pounds. He was over 1,000. There was 8 of us. We couldn't even lift him an inch off the ground. And when I moved him in that room, they had 10 of them, and they got him on a sling. So I had him on a diet because I was feeding him 3 times a week when he does eat. They don't eat in the wintertime. He stops, and he actually stops a month before we ever first snow, coincidentally, for the last 26 or 27 years when I actually put it together. He predicted that October storm. Anyhow, going on from there, When I built this room, I spent $1,500 on a temporary enclosure with an in-ground out in, pond with a liner in there and a filter system and everything, just to make them comfortable for the 3 months it took to build the room. So I have never spared any expense, and they're telling me I needed to put an extra porch or a vestibule on the outside of my two double doors so that when I go in there, I can shut those doors and make sure he can't escape. He's not going to escape. It's just ridiculous. They're going by rules. That's a new law that they're making. I shouldn't be subject to this new law, no matter what. Anyhow, they came down to the permit time two years ago, and I was doing, for four years, I was having a problem with the DEC in Albany. I never had a problem. They were always good, always really polite and helpful. The last 4 years, or 2 years before this thing when my permit ran out, they changed this law, and I'm trying to reach out to get questions and ask them what they need. I needed some verification on this because I built this beautiful room, and it's totally nobody can go in there or out of it. Anyhow, they wouldn't answer. They sent me two emails, and then they weren't answering me. I even reached out to Sean Ryan and his secretary. I don't know if she's still with him. I put them in an email today. Her name was Janica, and she was helping me, and she reached out, trying to reach out to them, and they weren't answering her either. And it came down to where about two or three months went by, and they weren't answering us. She said, I would just let it go, and if you have a problem, call them. And I didn't, this all hit me so fast, I didn't even think about calling them at the time. I tried calling John Garcia, our sheriff. He's a really good friend of mine. He's a really good guy. I love him, but he hasn't gotten back to me. I know he's a really busy man. But he said to call him. I saw him at a gun show, because it's right across the street over the Erie County Fair last year or the year before, and I talked to him, and he said, if you have a problem, just give me a call.
So, Tony, to be clear, did the permit expire, or did they refuse to...
It expired. Two years ago it did. So I tried to get this permit, and they weren't answering me, so I don't have a permit as of the last 2 years, but it wasn't like I didn't try to get it. They're saying, you don't have no permit, you didn't renew it. Bull crap. They're lying about everything. They're lying about him being blind. He's not blind. That's a natural thing that happens to older alligators. Excuse me, one second. I gotta get a drink of water.
We're talking with Tony Cavallaro. He's the owner of Albert the Alligator in Hamburg. Now, is Albert like kind of a local celebrity there? You mentioned all your neighbors know about him. That people
actually,
have
actually
come
more over. Than local. It goes all the way down to several states where I just came from Florida, and everybody down there loves him. I came from Gatorland. Anyhow, that pink spot on his eye, I have to answer this. It's called the nictitating membrane. They're saying he has a cataract. He's had that for years. When I had caimans before, and he used to go eat all the food, and then when I put the food, they were all in the same tank at the time. They were small. They climbed all over him. They poked his eye. And Dr. Tomaski is a reptile vet who I deal with whenever I have a problem. And like I mentioned to Lucas earlier, I don't know if I mentioned that to you or not, but anyhow, I have a vet for him, and he's a specialist. He's definitely better than whatever they're using, but they're saying he's blind. He's not blind. He can see that cataract eye. He can see out of it, but it's not, I'm sure it's blurry, but he can see out of the other eye. That pink thing on there, they're acting like it's not normal, but it is normal. The ones in Florida, several of them had it, and I talked to them about it, but anyhow, He had some food. He had something caught in his eye, so he got a scratch on the pink spot on the one eye. So it looks like it. It's 1,000 times better because I've been treating it. But they took him away with all their knowledge. They think they have, and then they're saying he has problems with his spine. I don't know where that came up. He never had problems with his spine. He gets out of the way. He's in hibernation mode at the moment. That is like hibernation with a bear, but they don't sleep. They're awake and they slow down, but they go in the water. He comes in and out. He was about ready to go in the water probably in the next day or two after they took him, but he was laying there, so he's very lethargic. At this time of year, once it starts warming up in there, then he's ready to eat again. He's a little more lively,
right.
And he eats right out of my hand, as gentle as a dog. A little piece of cheese, he loves cheese. He takes it out of my hand like a dog.
And Tony, you say he's a gentle giant. Have you ever had an incident with one of your animals before?
Oh, I did, but I really don't want to talk about the snake bite. I don't want to talk about that right now. I refused it when they asked me about it back when it happened. I don't want to get into that because that's not affiliated with this.
Okay, Tony, 34 years. You've had this alligator in town, too, for about 15 of those. Do you have any inkling why now? You know, we know about the permit, but the permit had been expired since 2021.
I'm not supposed to let people. So they said I'm endangering. That's the first thing they said. You're endangering everybody. Everybody that goes in there, you're endangering people. And everybody's in jeopardy of getting hurt with what you have in this animal. That's what they're telling me. And that's the biggest lie on the planet. He is not a wild alligator by any means. He doesn't even know what it's like to be in the wild. This whole thing is just devastating to me and everybody that knows Albert.
Can an alligator be domesticated?
Absolutely, 100% they can. And you can listen to people say that they can't, but the reason they say that is a good reason, because you shouldn't own one of these, because you really do have the accommodations to have one. And it takes time. You have to spend time with them. And they will learn just like a dog. If you look at Swimming with Dragons, you can Google it, Swimming with Dragons. There was this guy named Pepe, and this is a crocodile. This thing's 24 feet long or 20 feet long, and he rescued it, and he was swimming in the natural, not even in a house, in a natural lake or pond that he had, and this thing's head was as tall, as long as half of this guy's body, and he's in there, and the thing's rolling around him, just like Albert does with me. He tamed that crocodile, and they have a brain the size of a pea. An alligator has a brain the size of a dog, so they're very, very intelligent, and they will learn. You just have to spend the time with them. But he's as gentle. You can't. I would not jeopardize. I have two Hellcats. I live a very comfortable life. I worked my butt off my whole life. And I would. Do you think I would jeopardize letting somebody get hurt? Even think about it and risk them getting hurt for one. I don't want that to happen. And risk losing everything I got. I do have an umbrella coverage on my house. You know, just to have it just because of my possessions. My insurance company knows all about Albert. It's not like I'm hiding from people and trying to get insurance without him. They're telling me I need to have $2 million coverage and whatever. That's a new law they changed. This whole new law should be grandfathered in, no matter what, as you look at it. And they say they'll do that because they just wanted to make a big scene. They came here expecting to find venomous snakes and treat me like a criminal. And they ended up with nothing except for taking my alligator. Now they're going to try and justify their case by saying I jeopardize people's lives and their welfare. And Albert has many health problems. And that's a crock of bull.
Tony, if you could have Albert back, would you agree to not have other people over into its enclosure?
No, my friends could come over. I would agree to not let people touch him again, even though everybody loves it. Albert likes that attention, but I would do whatever it takes, as long as it's not extreme where they want me to put a fence around his water. They wanted me to, how is he supposed to come out of the water? Whatever. They had all these different rules, Avers, that the lady was telling me when I was trying to, or she was emailing me. I have copies of them. I'm giving them my attorney.
Did they charge you with anything or just take away
not
the alligator?
Yet. They said they're figuring out what they're going to charge you. I think they're trying to. Now they don't really have nothing to charge you with. I think they're working on it. They said it's going to be a violation no matter what. And I had a lawyer, and he told me it's roughly about $2,500. He was referred to by a lawyer friend of mine. Anyhow, long story short, he said it's roughly. He goes, it's a violation. If it's a violation, so I go, no, it's more to that because I'm going to sue these people for how they discriminated against me and caused me, like when you get married and you get divorced, what's that called, cruel and inhuman treatment?
I don't know if it's called that.
Tony, what? So, what's your plan today? What is your plan after this happened?
Are you affiliated with Channel 4, right?
No, we're not.
You're Channel 2?
No, we're WBEN.
I know you're BEN, but you're not affiliated with
no affiliation.
Pardon me?
No affiliation.
Okay, well, anyhow, Marley from Channel 4 is coming over here. And I know all the news stations have their crappy, all this stuff trying to make me look bad. But that's what they did because they found out. They didn't want the news involved in this originally. And I said, I'm thinking, you're out of your mind if you don't think I'm going to open this up to social media and everything else. But anyhow, I'm going to be doing an interview with her around 12:30 today.
Well, Tony, thank you for the time this morning. Everyone's kind of blown up your phone and everything like that.
This one they don't have the number to, so please don't give it out.
Yeah, don't worry. Your number's safe with us. We won't be giving it to anybody. But hopefully we'll talk with you again in the near future. Tony Cavallaro is the owner of Albert the Alligator. That's the 750-pound, 11-foot-long alligator that was taken by the DEC from his home in Hamburg. What do you make of this? 803-0930, BMaz and Beamer will be back with you on WBEN. 803-0930 is the number to reach us. Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer on WBEN. We just spoke, if you missed the first half of the show, with Tony Cavallaro. He's the owner of Albert the Alligator. Who's Albert the Alligator, you ask? Well, if you haven't seen the photos, WBEN.com, you can go there or just about anywhere. If you open up Facebook, right, I'm sure you've seen the story. 750-pound, 11-foot-long alligator taken by the state DEC out of this person's home in Hamburg. Joe, if you've seen a picture from inside the room, he was talking about it with us. He built an addition on his house with an indoor pool and everything for Albert the Alligator, who he's had for 34 years. Albert is only a few months younger than me. And it was taken away this week. So now the big question is, what do you make of it? You've heard from Tony. You understand the state's position. What do you make of it? 803-0930. Joe, what do you make of it?
I mean, you know me. I'm not a big reptile fan, so I just want to go on the record.
Both of us, right? Yeah. Like, we have said, how many, if you've been listening to WBEN, especially early in the morning, how many times has it come up where we're talking about some guy with a big snake or something like that, and we say he should be banned from the neighborhood? Like, I want to know. I want a different type of registry. I want to notice anytime someone with a reptile moves in within a 100-foot radius of my home.
And it seems like everyone in the neighborhood knew of Albert's presence. I mean, he had his own addition of the house. I'm torn on this one because he did have a permit until 2 years ago. Now, again, we only have one side of the story. I'm going to believe Tony when he says that he attempted to re-up that permit, because why would you go so long having the permit and then in 2021 just say, you know what? I don't need it any longer. So I do believe he attempted to get it. I mean, the alligator is in good shape. He's obviously living a great life. You know, when I was down in Florida, the neighborhood we were staying in, there was an abandoned house from the hurricane. They found a bunch of alligators living in the pool. They were living an awful life. This alligator's lived a great life. He's 34 years old. He's only known one.
You'll say that. I am not an authority on alligators. I don't know. So I hear from the state, from other agencies that he's
heavy.
He's the new fat Albert. He's got, his spine's a little whatever, his eyes here. I have Tony, the alligator's owner, saying that that's perfectly normal an alligator.
Look at that alligator.
I have no idea. I'm not biologist.
Does that alligator look unhealthy?
I know?
It looks like it's...
Unless it's chopped in half, I could not tell you if an alligator's healthy or not.
That alligator looks better than the alligators I saw at the Naples Zoo. It looks like it's in better shape than the alligators at the Naples Zoo. So I'm going to believe that this alligator was living its best life. It had all the amenities that an alligator needs. Again, I don't know that, but it looks like that. And he's had it for 34 years. I just don't understand. All of a sudden now is when you take this alligator away.
I am right. There's two sides to this story. My heart breaks for the guy. I'm looking at a picture of Tony kissing a young Albert. You've had a pet for 34 years. I mean, how many people have had any sort of relationship for 34 years outside of your immediate family, right? I mean, it just, and then all of a sudden taken away. Like, that, it has to be terrible. You know, on the other side, you talk about the permit. You know, Joe, my car was registered, and then it expired. You know, it hasn't been registered for a couple of years. I should never get a ticket for it, right? I called somebody, right? Like, you know, you didn't have it, right? Everyone's got their own story. At the end of the day, there wasn't a permit for the alligator,
Try, and it was a holdup in the department.
We don't know what happened.
I just don't, to use the car example, I don't know of anyone who goes, next month. Ah, 2 years from now.
I'm just saying, the permit wasn't there, and you got a 750-pound alligator that people are coming over and petting. And Joe, Tony said he didn't want to talk about the past snake bite incident. There was an incident before. He's had other reptiles, was bitten by them.
But he hasn't been bitten by this alligator.
What if it happens one day? And then you're, who could have seen this coming, right? Like, it's one of those scenarios where just because it hasn't happened yet, to say, well, this alligator that could rip me from limb to limb if it really wanted to would just absolutely never do that. Did you ask him? Have we run a psych evaluation on Albert here?
That could be any dog. Any dog could all of a sudden have a bad day. And, we've heard the awful stories. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it could be with other pets that people have. Alligator. I get the difference. But still.
There is a big difference.
But still. So, until 21, though, the state, the town, the neighborhood all knew about this alligator. Like, it was fine till 21. Now it's a problem. That's what I have a problem with.
If my permit's late for the dog, I'm getting a knock from the dog control officer.
But they're not taking the dog.
You don't know that.
I do. My parents.
If he's looking a little husky.
When I was a kid, my parents forgot to renew the license on their dog, and all they got was a letter saying,
"Your dad's a sweet talker. That's why." 803-0930. I mean, what do you think? I feel for the guy. You've heard me many times say before, I don't want a single person with a reptile living anywhere near me.
But he doesn't.
Much less a 750-pound alligator. And what's the weird animal in your... I mean, we've talked before about the Monkey Man in Amherst, right? They built a... There was a tree inside the house because they had a monkey. Now I've got a pool inside an addition because we've got a dinosaur. What are the other weird animals living around Western New York that I need to know
about? By the way, can I just say, like, I don't want to go see Albert. I don't want Albert anywhere near my house. But he's been there for a long time. And for most of that time, he's been permitted.
Rob in Lewiston, you're on WBEN. Rob, good morning.
Good morning.
What's on your mind? What do you think about Albert here? I mean, should he have been taken away?
Tony's been one of my very best friends my entire life. I've known Tony for over 50 years. I knew Albert the day Tony brought him home. Tony's raised Albert since he was in a baby pool. The first thing I could say, I could go into what you were talking about recently. Why did it take almost 30 officers to come to the house? Couldn't somebody just knock on the door and say, hey, your permit is expired? And this was extreme. This is theatrics. Albert was treated extremely well. I wish I had a room as nice as Albert's. She took very good care of that animal. I visited Albert. Was I scared? Heck yeah, he's in healthy here, right? I mean, who wouldn't be? But then when I met him, when I spent with Albert, I have no fear of being with him, none whatsoever. I have. I'm a licensed social worker. My job, I work with children, is to ensure the safety of children. Tony has made sure that he has, he didn't tape Albert's mouth shut. Albert's not the kind of alligator that's going to run 30 miles an hour. He's just kind of chilled, laid back. Albert sleeps on pillows. He puts pillows in various rooms, in various areas of his room. If he's blind, how does he find those pillows to lay on? He'll walk up like a dinosaur and just, bam, just drop down on a pillow. Tony takes care of that alligator. Tony kisses Albert goodnight every night. Whenever I come with Tony and we walk into the house, the first thing Tony does is walk into Albert's room. Hey, Albert, how you doing, buddy? Daddy loves you, and gives him a kiss. And he's taking care of that alligator better than most people take care of their children. If this Albert was a dog, if that what they're saying is true, that he was blind, which I don't know how he could be blind and find things around a room, but he would be, if there was a dog, he'd be a hero. Oh, you're doing so great. You're taking care of a blind dog. As far as the back, I don't know. Bouncing an alligator up a ramp probably didn't do much to help his back. But
well, Rob, thank you for the call and adding. You know, we've got to get down the list here. Listen, my heart breaks. I pride myself in not being an idiot.
Yep.
My heart breaks. It's very touching. It's a 750-pound alligator living in a residential neighborhood.
It's no different than the 750-pound alligator that was there in 2020.
It should have been gone then.
By the way, I don't want to break up the flow, but there is a massive backup on the 190 South between River Road and the Skajakuta. So if you can avoid that, avoid it, because it is backed up and the backup is just building on the 190 South from exit 14 on.
Thank you for that joke, because I would have... I'm too alligator brained.
I'm
alligator brained right now. Jim in Buffalo. Jim, you're on WBEN. What should happen here?
I just want to make 2 points. I realize people keep saying, well, it's an alligator, it's an alligator, it's a 150-pound alligator. People have, people own dogs, Akitas, for one. Akita is a very territorial dog that tries to run the house. They were originally bred in Japan to hunt and kill bears. They're a 200-pound killing machine, the same as a Cane Corso, which I think are far more dangerous than an alligator that he's had for 30 years. The second point is my buddy is a animal control officer in a municipality. And when somebody's, he finds either it has an unlicensed animal or a license that expired, they give them multiple opportunities to get that animal licensed before any type of court action. They get notices, they get a visit, they get a second notice, and then they have court action. They don't even take the animal until they go to court to see why haven't you renewed the license or licensed this animal. I don't think that...
Well, Jim, and thank you for the call. We know... It doesn't sound like he was ever taken to court, and we know that we've seen that happen so many times before, right, Joe? I mean, where dog situation,
yep.
People talk about dogs attack somebody, and it goes throughout this whole process. That didn't happen here.
No, there was no attack.
There's how many dogs are in your neighborhood? How many huge alligators are in your neighborhood? We can't treat them as quite the same thing.
And he wasn't, though. Like, this was an alligator that had its own locked section of the house.
It didn't sound like it was so locked. The dog's walking in and out, hanging out with them.
The dog's walking
in,
but there's no story of the alligator three houses down. And, you know, the neighbor had to call and say, hey, Tony, Albert's in my backyard. That never happened. That seems like a pretty secure place for the neighborhood.
Go to Maryland in North Tonawanda, my neck of the woods. Maryland, just you don't know about any alligators in our neighborhood, do you?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. But my question is, if this man has had this alligator for 35 years, and it has grown to be so attached to him and he attached to this animal, what is going to happen now that the animal is taken away from him? Will this animal survive? I mean, it would be like... taking a child away. I mean, you can't put the two in comparison completely, but if a child was taken away from its parents after a certain amount of time, that child goes through a lot of detrimental problems.
Marilyn, I love that you called.
If this animal is going to happen.
I love that you said this. Thank you so much for the call. We as a nation have to stop. We have to stop. We are Disney-fying everything. This Albert the Alligator is not the Grinch in Whoville. His heart didn't grow three sizes. We're not talking about... It's a cold-blooded animal. Literally.
Without any incident over 34 years.
But to act like, oh, this emotional... He's going to die from a broken heart. Like
he
Harold
might.
And Louise do when one passes away at the age of 97.
You ever see a dog go to its owner's grave and just sit there?
This isn't a dog.
You're saying it can't have the same attachment?
I don't know. I'm not an alligator whisperer, no, but I'm gonna say no.
As someone who's not an alligator, I mean, it's a tough position for me to take because I am not an alligator or reptile fan. However, I do have a problem with it. It was fine. Everyone knew about it. Apparently, everyone knew about it. Even the sheriff knew about it. But now it's a problem. In 2024, the alligator that everyone knew about in 2018, 2019, and on, now today it's a problem. That's where my holdup is.
Well, here's the big question. Who blew him in?
Yeah, 803-0930. Call in anonymously.
You made a call before. Make a call again. 803-0930. Yeah. That's what happened, right? It's why all of a sudden? It's like, why all of a sudden is the building inspector driving down my street when I start working on my front porch? Never seen that in my 5 years of living here. What's going on? Who blew me in? We'll go to Chris in Boston. Chris, you're on WBEN. Good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well, Chris. It says here that you knew the alligator.
I knew Tony. I know Tony very well. I've known about Albert for almost as many years as he's owned it. He was very good friends with my father. They both worked together for a number of years as they were both contractors. I knew his pit bull that was also very friendly. And my boys, who are now 20 years old, would go over. My father would take them over to the house, and they'd actually pet Albert. Tony would bring Albert out to different, functions, like outdoor functions during the summer. Was around a lot of people. I know somebody's going to, you're going to get some expert on here, who animal expert is like, oh, it's still a wild animal. Yeah, it's a wild animal, but it's very tame, very, very tame. Tony took extremely good care of the alligator. And you were kind of joking about, we've kind of Disney-fied things. There is a chance that you could see the health of the alligator go downhill because he's not going to be in his normal setting. And again, I hope he gets the alligator back. I understand the DEC has a job to do. But again, just wanted to speak on behalf of Tony and Albert. So
thank you, Chris.
We appreciate it, Chris. Thank you for the call. Jim in West Seneca, you're on WBEN. Jim, how's it going this morning?
Good.
What's on your mind?
I'm calling about Albert. I've known that alligator for 30 years. Never been a problem. He's been around so many people. He is one of a kind. And he is going to go downhill because they don't know what they're doing. And they let his permit expire on purpose. It's very simple what they did because it's happened to a lot of people in this area. They let your permit expire. They won't let you renew it. And then a big publicity stunt. And this is just for the news. It's ridiculous. And the DEC will use this for rep for money, for donations. They'll play this up, for nothing. And then 6 months later, he'll get maybe $1,000 fine. And poor Albert, what are they going to do, take him down to Florida and let him go? I mean, no. They're gonna euthanize them, or something even worse. Give them to somebody that doesn't know what they're doing with them. He had a swimming pool built for him with a heated bottom. He put a whole addition on his house. I mean, the DEC knew he had this animal for the whole 34 years. Why they do this on purpose? It's a trap. It's a setup. It's happened to so many people in this area. I mean, they're probably afraid to call you, but this has happened to a lot of people in the area.
Jim, thank you for the, that's the other thing. And again, we talked with Tony in the first half of the show. It's like a man after my own heart, because the only thing I don't like more than reptiles are government permits.
Yes.
And so
you're fighting yourself.
I am. I'm all in knots over this. But call me anti-reptile, and I just might be. But I just don't buy it. You cannot take me off the fact that it's a dangerous animal.
Yeah. Hey.
Living in a community.
I mean, it hasn't proven to be dangerous.
The species has proven to be dangerous, Joe.
Now, hey, don't get me wrong. If I got home today, and the people who just moved in next door opened their garage, and there were snakes, I would be freaked out. This isn't my neighborhood. And again, it is something that we were told had been known. And here's what I'm going to say. Maybe Albert, if he got upset, would bite somebody. I don't know. But there is no proof, there is no story of Albert being anywhere outside of that house. And I think that's
Oh, we just heard a caller say you brought him to the neighborhood function events.
Brought
he was at
him.
The 4th of July parade.
Brought him. He didn't escape. Like I said, he wasn't like my dog, three houses down, and we're getting a call on the number on the collar.
It's okay. Hey, well, there's an alligator there. Don't worry, he's on a leash.
Like, what am but I, Tony had to do that to keep the permit.
I feel like I'm the only sane person on here today. Siegfried thought that tiger was really...
You make a great point. You make a great point.
Right? I don't know. But I'm sure it's not the last that will be talked about here on WBEN. It's the last of our time.
It is. We could do another hour on this.
We could easily, but I don't know. Maybe you'll hear David talk about it. Maybe you'll hear more about it in the news with Lucas, I'm sure. Joe, you've got a big show coming up.
Yeah, Hardline on Sunday. Won't be focusing on the alligator, sorry. But we will be joined by former Congressman Brian Higgins, current Congressman Nick Langworthy, and we will have audio from my visit. What's it called, Brian? The Irish Center luncheon today?
Yeah, the annual luncheon at the Irish Center.
Yes, I will be taking my microphone and putting it in the faces of politicians who probably didn't expect me to be there.
Well, if they're listening, they do now.
Oh, crap. Never mind.
But you'll hear that and much more from Joe coming up on Sunday. Thanks for listening, Brian and Joe here on WBEN.